kindly rise as we welcome the arrival of Venerable Ayah Susila. Brothers and sisters, please be seated. A very warm welcome to Ayah, to our Bhavana Day, and for Ayah's compassion to guide us in this path. So we would like to first extend our reverence. We will pay respect to Venerable Ayah with our utmost humility and also respect. So brothers and sisters, please join me. Buddhang Vandami Aye. Dhammang Vandami Aye. Sanghang Vandami Aye. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Dear brothers and sisters, without further ado, let us together make the invitation to Ayah to give us the teaching, the profound teachings of the Buddha, and give us the meditation instruction. Let's rejoice by saying sadhu resoundingly. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Good morning, everybody. Okay. May I know how many of you are beginners, no meditation at all? Okay. It will be difficult for you, huh? if you have no meditation experience. Okay, anyway, we will try. Huh? So today's retreat is Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing. Anapanasati, you must know the name. Otherwise, when people ask you, what you practice, you say sati anapana. You cannot give the correct name. That's also very embarrassing. So the practice of today is anapana sati, mindfulness of breathing. Okay? Anna means breathing in. Pana means breathing out. Sati means mindfulness. What you understand mindfulness? Mindfulness means aware of your breathing in and breathing out. It's called anapanasati. Okay, so first, I want to explain the way of the practice. This is very important. If you have pen, you better write down, because our memory is very limited. After the retreat, you forget everything. So it's better to write down the main point. I will give you very, very important point that every yogis must remember. Otherwise, it's very difficult to make progress. Okay. So first, when you come to meditation, first you must know what type of meditation you are practicing with. We have two types of meditation. One is called Samatha meditation. Another one is called Vipassana. or insight meditation. Let me speak in English better. If I mix with Pali, you'll get very confused. So we have two types of meditation. One is called concentration meditation. Another one is called insight meditation. So today, we are going to pay attention on concentration meditation plus little bit insight meditation. Okay, but mindfulness of breathing is concentration meditation. Okay, not insight. You must have clarity about these two first. Otherwise, you get very confused. And the answer you give to people make people confused even more. Okay, so now we are practicing mindfulness of breathing, concentration meditation. So, what is the object of this practice? The name already gives you the answer. Your in-breath and out-breath is your focus. I shouldn't say your focus, it's your object of your observation. So, for this practice, we are aware of breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. So breathing in and breathing out, or in-breath and out-breath, is the object of our observation. So where the breath comes from? Breath go in and come out from nostril, right? It cannot from the eyes, or cannot from the ears. Therefore, you have to pay attention around the nostril area. Don't pay attention up to your head or down to the abdomen, because that point is not where the air comes from. The breath comes from the nostril, so you have to keep your attention around the nostril area or under the nostril, also okay. But if you keep your attention on a small point, it causes tension. So I don't encourage you to focus on small point only. I want you to focus, not to say focus. I want you to be aware of the breath around the nose area. Even in front of your face, also okay. Somewhere here. This is very important. All I say are important points that you must remember. Okay, so once you keep your attention in front of your face or around the nostril, then you mentally note breathing in, breathing out. You have to mentally say it first, especially when you are the beginners. The word helps you to anchor your mind on the breath. If you didn't say, you just pay attention, soon your mind get distracted or your mind go to somewhere else instead of observing your breath. Okay, so mentally say, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Again and again. Okay, so when you are breathing in and breathing out, the air may go up to the head or down to the abdomen. As concentration practice, we do not follow the air. We do not follow the air up to the head or down to the abdomen. We must fix our attention around the nose area or in front of the face. Don't follow the breath, okay? The following important point is, when you breathe, you must breathe naturally. It's surprising to know most of the time, we can breathe naturally. But when it comes to mindfulness of breathing, we do not know how to breathe naturally already. Very soon you will discover this point. Why is it so? Because you're over-anxious. Sometimes you get very anxious, want to see whether the breath is clear or not clear. So because of over anxiety, you are not natural anymore. So you must relax your mind and body. Tell yourself, my breath is always with me. I don't have to be anxious. What I need to know is just aware of the breath. And the breath may not be clear to somebody. Somebody, when close the eye, breathing in, breathing out, they cannot feel the air. If you cannot feel the air, it is okay. Don't worry. If you cannot feel the air, you just know you are breathing. Remain, keep your attention under the nostril or in front of the face and know you are breathing. Otherwise, you cannot find your breath, you become very anxious, then there's another defilement, mental stress will come. Then you cannot settle down. You feel meditation is a type of suffering. Therefore, don't worry about whether the breath is clear or unclear. What is important is you must keep your attention under the nostril or in front of you and just aware of you are breathing. But for somebody, the air is clear. So the air is clear, then you must know clearly whether the air is long or short. And at least you must know it's in-breath. If it's in-breath, then you contemplate out-breath. Then you mean that your mind is not with the breath. Even in-breath and out-breath, you cannot recognize. So breathing in, know you are breathing in. Breathing out, know you are breathing out. Okay? Another important point is when you breathe in and out, sometimes you feel the air is cold, it's hot. However, hot and cold is not your concern. You should not pay attention to the cold and hot of the air. You just know the air is going in, coming out, going in, coming out. You don't pay attention to the cold or hot or the tension of the air. This is also a very important point. If you only pay attention to the cold and hot of the air, then gradually your meditation turn to four elements meditation, not anapanasati. Cold and hot is fire element. It's not our focus today. Okay. So when you breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, sometimes very soon, only two notes, the mind goes somewhere else. When the mind goes somewhere else, what should you do? Continue thinking? No. Continue thinking, you don't have to sit here. Okay? You must train here. Since you come here, we have group energy, right? So you see other people meditate so well. How can I allow my mind to wander here and there? So you must have that determination. Stop it. The moment you know your mind go lift the breath, then stop it. Tell yourself, come back to the breath. Gently, not harshly. Okay? You must be kind to yourself as well. So gently, come, pull your mind back to the breath again. After two breaths, go out again, never mind. You tell yourself, this is the nature of the mind. The nature of the mind is wander here and there. This is what Buddha said. Therefore, we come here to train our mind. With training, with effort, constant effort, perseverance effort, your mind will come back to the breath again and again. Then gradually, your mind will settle down. So you must remember, you need effort, perseverance effort, to bring the mind back to the breath again and again. Don't indulge in the thoughts. If you indulge in the thoughts, you are wasting your time here. Okay? So come back again, then breathing in, breathing out. If you still feel the mind is also not calm, then I would like to recommend you to count the breath. How to count? Breathing in, breathing out, one. Count. Breathing in, breathing out, two. Breathing in, breathing out, three. Count up to five. Usually people recommend count up to it. But for beginners, you can count up to 5, it's also achievement already. So don't be so ambitious. Huh? Count up to 5, satisfy. Come back one round, breathing in, breathing out. 1, breathing in, breathing out. 2, count up to 5 again. So if you can count continuously, up to five without restlessness for half an hour, then it's a great achievement. Then give up the count. No need to count and see. No need to count and see whether the mind still calm or not. After you give up counting, if your mind after you have given up the counting, you come back to the breath, just know, breathing in, breathing out. If you feel that, no, the mind start to become restless, then you count again. Counting is a skillful mean to help you to settle down, to help the mind to settle down on the breath. Okay? Okay. And there's another common mistake the yogis make. That is, unconsciously, they try to control the breath. Now you are listening to my talk. No one is trying to control the breath. Now everybody breathes very naturally. But later on, when you want to watch your breath, then some people trying to control the breath, want to make the breath follow his or her wishes. This is a major mistake that you should avoid. If you control your breath, very soon your chest become very uncomfortable, very uneasy, your chest here. So whenever you feel that the chair is uncomfortable, you should know you are not breathing naturally. Otherwise, now you are listening to me. Why you didn't feel the chest pain? Because now you are natural. You are not controlling your breath. So you try to be natural. Don't focus too strongly. Just aware. Don't focus. Just aware of the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. But if it's too much restless, then you focus a little bit. But if your mind is very natural and no restlessness, don't focus too strongly. Once you focus too strongly, it causes a lot of tension. Okay? Then after some time, the pain, especially for beginners, the pain may arise. For the beginners, you try to ignore it. Ignore the pain. Some people, when I teach my student in USA, I tell my student, after 1 hour, usually he has the pain. Then I ask them to ignore the pain. Then they answer me, how can I ignore? The pain is there. How to ignore the pain? They cannot understand. Two of them cannot understand. I said, try. Listen. Just listen to what I say, try. Then, okay, they have to listen to me, right? Because I'm their teacher. So after 1 hour, the pain becomes very strong. When the pain becomes strong, we have the tendency to move, to release the pain. But he remember what I say, ignore the pain. So he ignore means don't pay attention. You have the object here. So breathing in, breathing out. At the same time, you can feel the pain, but you don't pay attention to the pain. Instead, you focus on the breath. This is called ignore the pain. So finally, he followed my instruction, and he can sit 3 hours. Then he come back to me, sister, now I understand what is the meaning of ignore the pain. So in the same way, when the pain arises, don't bother. Don't be bothered by the pain. Don't pay attention to it. Just focus on your breath. If you focus on your pain, the pain become more and more. Therefore, you cannot bear. But you focus here, then your pain become less. And if you have concentration, the pain won't bother you for hours. Only when you have no concentration, then the pain bothers you. Okay? Okay. So basically, this is the simple instruction for beginners. But I know some of you are advanced meditator, so I also have to deal, I also have to share a little bit how to deepen your concentration. For advanced meditator, you have to try to be aware of your breath more precisely. When breathing in, you must know whether it's long or short breath. For beginner, you just know breathing in, breathing out enough. Although enough is also very difficult. So for advanced meditator, breathing in, you must know whether the breath is long or short. And breathing out, whether it's long or short. You may want to ask, what do you mean long and short of the breath? Long means that, for example, I breathe in. Breathing in, it takes longer time to finish the in-breath. It's called long breath. Sometimes breathing in, finish. Very short breath. Then it's called short breath. So it depends on the duration of the time. The duration of the time to finish one single in-breath, if it's shorter duration, it's called short breath. If longer duration, it's called long breath. Similarly, our breath, breathing out. So after you can aware of the in, long and short of the breath, if your mindfulness is alert, is keen, then you also can aware the whole in-breath from the very beginning, middle, and the end of the in-breath. And the out-breath from the very beginning, middle, and the end of the out-breath. But if your mindfulness is not so sharp, you only know breathing in. You cannot see detail where it starts, where it comes to the middle, where it comes to the end. You cannot see. For beginners, you don't have to see such detail because your mindfulness will not allow you. Our superficial mindfulness may not allow me to see such detail. But for advanced, you have practiced it for a period of time already, your mindfulness allow you to see in more detail of the breath. Okay. So this is basically some simple instruction, but important points for you to bear in mind. And for walking meditation also, because our time, our place is very limited, so you can walk, you have to walk very slowly and synchronize your breath with the step. For example, we're standing, you pay attention to your breath. Then if you want to walk, then you walk lifting, then you breathe in. I think I need some people to demonstrate. Who want to demonstrate? Okay. Lifting, breathing in. Okay. Then another step, breathing out. Breathing in, continue to walk. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Okay, enough. Standing there also, you must concentrate on your breath. Then turning, you also concentrate on your breath. Turning. Okay. Understand? Okay, thank you. So one step you're breathing in, another step breathing out. One step breathing in, another step breathing out. But don't focus on your step. Focus on your breath. Because we are practicing anapanasati. We are not practicing insight. If we're practicing insight, another way of practice, not today. I cannot teach you too much after become Roja. Okay, so enough for today's instruction on anapanasati. Then another one, I want to teach you how to eat mindfully. Eating. So you're going to learn a new meditation. Apart from mindfulness of breathing, we are going to learn four elements meditation now. Now you have to remember. This body, our body is made up by four elements. What are the four? Number one, Pathavi Dhatu, earth element. Second, Apo Dhatu, water element. Number third, Tejo Dhatu, fire element. And number four, wind element, wind element, Vayu Dhatu. So, earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. Okay. So, what is earth element? Earth element has two predominant characteristics, but from these two, you can extend up to six. Huh? I think I give you three enough, otherwise too many for today. Huh? Earth element has the most important characteristic is hardness. Hard. H-A-R-D. Hardness. So when you touch your bone, you feel hard. You touch your head. You feel hard. You bite your teeth. Do you feel hard? Hard. All these are earth element. So earth element has hardness as characteristic. Sometimes earth element appear as roughness, rough. When you rub your skin, then you feel roughness. You rub your head, you feel roughness. So sometimes smoothness is opposite to roughness, is also earth element. Smoothness and the opposite of hardness, softness, yes. So remember this four enough. Hardness opposite, hardness and softness one pair, roughness and smoothness one pair. So remember this one first, later on, I ask you how to teach mindfully using four elements meditation, okay? The second one, earth element, the second one is Pathavi Apo, water element. Water element is a bit difficult. Water element has flowing as its characteristic. Flowing. Whatever in the body has the flowing nature is called water element. What in the body has flowing nature? Yes. Saliva, blood, tears, sweat, urine, and so on. Okay, so remember this one enough. Then the third element is Pathavi Apo Tejo, fire. Fire is very easy. Hot and cold, two. I call fire element. Then the last one, wind element. Wind element has pushing. Pushing as its characteristic. Pushing, when I push my hand, I stretch my hand, it's called pushing. Or any motion, pushing, and also supporting. Let's say I can sit very straight because of wind support my body. If I don't have that wind element, I cannot sit very straight. So wind element has supporting as its characteristic as well. So let me repeat one more time. Earth element, remember four characteristics. One is hardness, lightness, roughness, smoothness, these four. Then next one, Apo, flowing. The third one, fire, heat, and cold. Then the last one, wind, pushing, or any motion, and supporting. Okay, so remember already, now I'm going to teach you how to eat mindfully, okay? So first, when the food put into your tongue, during lunchtime, you have to eat very mindfully. When the food, you take a spoonful of the food, put into your tongue, then the food touch your tongue. You will feel either the softness or hardness or the hot of the food. I think hot is very easy. The food is hot. It's not either hot or cold. So the moment you feel the hot and cold, then mentally you note fire element, Okay? Note fire element. Then you start to chill. What is this element? Wind, motion, pushing. Wind element. So you start to chill, then you note wind element. Then after you chill, the more you chew, the saliva will come out, right? For most people, they don't even reach that stage. They don't even wait until saliva come out, they already swallow. I think most of you like that, right? So some people don't even know the saliva is flowing out. But this time, you have to eat very slowly, chew until you feel the saliva. Saliva is helping you to digest the food, so that your stomach will not take so much effort to digest the food. So you have to, for your health, for your digestion, you have to eat, chew until saliva come out. Then when you feel the saliva is flowing, then you note water element. Then after, you have to swallow. What? Otherwise, your food cannot go in. What? So you swallow, then the food push down. What is the element? Wind element. So how many elements already? Four already. First, you feel the cold and hot of the food. Fire element. Second, you chew. Wind element. Then until saliva come out, water element. Then you swallow it. Wind element. Four. Earth. Okay. Earth is hardness, roughness. I think roughness is also very easy. Any food come to your tongue. So first round, first spoon, you're mindful of fire. Because we may take 10 spoons, right? Second spoonful, third spoonful, then you change a little bit. And see, the food touch the tongue, you feel hardness or softness or smoothness or another one is what? Roughness. So you can pick one and contemplate. So all four elements are included. This way of practice can arouse a lot of insight. So this is called insight meditation. Other time you practice concentration meditation, but eating time, you try this insight meditation by way of four elements. If you don't contemplate in this way, during eating, a lot of craving, a lot of greed will arise in you. So to prevent the defilements of greed take the upper hand of you, we have to apply mindfulness on our eating by way of four elements meditation. Okay? Okay, is it clear to you? Okay. If it's clear, then we were going to start. But before I start, I want to recommend you some of my book. Because our retreat is very short, and I have not enough time to explain you in details. So all I share is all in my book. What I share is all in my book. And my book has more clarity and more in details. So I would like to recommend you, we have a period of time, you can go and to get my book. And also, when you read the book, sometimes you cannot understand, you can go back again and read again, go back again and read again. Okay, so it's very helpful to have a guidance of meditation in a written form so that you can refer it again and again. So I highly recommend you to get some of my book. I have written many books, so they will display soon. So try to get it and bring it back and read it again, because in fact, my opinion, and I, through my many years of teaching, for a yogis, for a meditator to make progress, it's very, very important to have very sound Dhamma knowledge. If you are very new, you don't know anything, and you come to meditate, usually very difficult to make progress. And also, your mind is very easily misled by other people. Because you don't know, you cannot judge what is wrong, what is correct. So even you go wrong, you do not know. Even you are making progress, you also do not know. Sometimes when people make progress, they thought they are going backward. Simply because they don't have Dharma knowledge. Therefore, in order to help you to make further progress, you have to read a lot of Dharma book. But choose the right one. If you choose the wrong one also, it's suffering for a long time. My book is all mostly based on the Sutta one, what Buddha taught. So I quote many from the Sutta, and it's what the Buddha taught. So please read as many as you can when you go back home to establish your right view first. Among the Noble Eightfold Path, Noble Eightfold Path, right view come first. When the view is right, the following seven will be right. When the right view, when the view is wrong, the following seven, Noble Eightfold Path, the following seven will be wrong. Therefore, Buddha said, right view is forerunner. It's the sunrise, dispel all the darkness. Okay? So enough for today. I hope you all practice with diligent effort. Don't afraid of pain. Okay? Thank you.